If Dr. Jack Kevorkian was your personal physician, you're ready to go back to the 90s. I'm your host, Darian. Now let's dip back to Tuesday, March 16th, 1999.
Hi, this is Kenny Chesney for RAV. There are a lot of things we have no control of in life, but that doesn't include drunk driving. Be smart. If you drink, don't drive. Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
It's a kiss. It's a sip of wine. It's summertime.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
From 20th Century Fox.
Get out! Get out!
I really don't like this guy at all, man.
Wing Commander.
I love this baby!
It was Tuesday, March 16th, 1999. Flying through the first quarter of the last year of the last decade of the 20th century. Minimum wage was $5.15 an hour, nearly $2 higher than it was 10 years earlier. Music had certainly changed. People that were relevant 25 years earlier were back on the charts. Case in point, Cher with her hit single, Believe. Luckily, country music gave us a fresh breath of air, giving us the Dixie Chicks and You Were Mine. And the retro didn't end there. The sequel to 1976's Carrie was in theaters. The Rage Carrie 2 was the number 2 movie in the country. All this retro is making my head spin, 90s friends. So if you'll excuse me, I'm going to take a rest and stare at the October sky. And let's meet again next time for another 90s flashback.